This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Now this week we're talking about worldview, the answers that we give to the key questions of life and human nature, the kind of universe that we're in, how we make sense of evil and injustice, and why the world appears to be not the way it's supposed to be. Now I'm talking with Simon Smart, who's done a lot of thinking about this, and last time we talked about worldview being a set of fundamental beliefs, essentially, through which we view the world and our place in it. Now, Simon, you said last time, following James Sayer, that you can work out someone's worldview in the answer they give to some questions. Who am I? Where am I? What's wrong? And what's the solution?
That's right. It's about the nature of the human being, the nature of the universe we find ourselves in, why things appear to be messed up, and how we deal with that imperfect reality. What's the solution?
Okay, well, how about we just tackle the first of those this time. Who am I? You know, what is the nature of a human being?
I really think this is a key one. It could be, of course, that we are just incredibly complex physical machines and nothing more. Perhaps that's what being a human being is. That would make us amazing, but not really more important or significant than anything else. Now, people who think that there is nothing more than physical matter, if they're being consistent, can only believe that consciousness and love, sadness and disappointment, the passion you might feel about injustice or the love of your family, is only the result of evolutionary processes and the firing of billions of neurons in our brain and nothing more. Now, lots of people want to resist that sort of reductionist thinking.
Yeah, it always strikes me that if some people say that we're only complex physical beings and that love doesn't mean anything, they certainly don't live like that, do they? I mean, I'm sure their wives or their husbands would really not accept that sort of explanation.
I think it's very hard to live consistently with that type of belief.
So what does the Christian worldview offer that's different from that?
Well, it couldn't be more stark. At the beginning of Genesis 1 in the Bible, we get this remarkable claim that all people are made in the image of God. Humanity, because of this, humanity is regarded as the high point of God's creation. Humans are given this unique place in the cosmos, and they're called upon to be God's special representatives on earth. And because of that, every single person has a value that is of immeasurable worth. And that's a really profound idea.
Now, there's something about our culture that really gets this, isn't there? It seems like it's part of our cultural memory, or perhaps the legacy of Christianity in the West. I mean, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, it's true. We just accept, as a culture, we just accept that no amount of trouble or expense should be spared in the search for and the rescue of one life. There's lots of examples of this. I mean, we saw it relatively recently when a 16-year-old solo sailor, American sailor, Abby Sunderland, was in trouble in the middle of the Indian Ocean, which is about as far from any bit of land that you can be on Earth, and she was in a bit of trouble. And you know, we don't think twice about this. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars sending aeroplanes and boats to rescue her, and we're all glad when she's rescued. It's this belief that every life is worth more than gold. And our culture lives off this legacy of Christian thinking, even when the reason for that thinking has long been forgotten by many of us. I was reminded of it recently when I was at a fundraiser for a hospice that cares for dying children. And it was a really big event. They raised lots of money for it, and it includes people from all over the community, lots of different businesses and just individuals and groups of friends and so on from my local area. And it's a fabulous night, very moving night. You get lots of stories of families who've lost children, who've died in this place, and it's pretty profound and emotionally upsetting. Mm. But there's a real sense of purpose in what's going on here. A lot of these children are profoundly disabled, not all of them, but many of them are. And there's not a person there who doesn't think it's a good idea to do this work for them, to care for each individual kid, to care for the families, and to help them through this passage and very difficult time of their life. And I'm just so glad the way it happens that way. And there's a part of me that wants to say, do we know why we think this way? Mm. This comes out of a story about what it is to be a human being that I would argue is the legacy of the Christian worldview. Each life precious because it's a child of God. And that's the big difference.
So basically you're saying that our worldview gives us our ethics, essentially, and it helps us to care for people who might not otherwise, who we might otherwise just pass by, really.
Well, my argument is the Christian worldview gives us a key reason to care for other people, especially the weak and those on the margins.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.